Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Indians with a huge series, and that's why we turn to Sports Time Ohio's Matt Underwood, who joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, Matty, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're good. What a game last night, Matt. I mean, that had all the feeling of a playoff game. And, you know, for a team that has been underlooked or underrated, I guess, by the rest of the country, man, last night was just huge. I thought it was, at least from my perspective. Your thoughts?
Well, it definitely had a great atmosphere. I think anytime you come to Fenway Park, you have a special kind of feeling. You know you're going to have a sellout crowd, 37,000 packed right on top of you. The Red Sox are having a historic season. You know, they've got 88 wins. They're going to set a franchise record for the most wins ever in this storied franchise. They're having a special year, but the Indians, I thought last night's game really showed a lot of courage, because you get down early at Fenway Park and you get that crowd going, and it can be a long day. But Corey Kluber showed why he's a two-time Cy Young Award winner. He had to make an adjustment in-game. The Red Sox clearly early on were looking for pitches away to drive the ball the other way. And after the second inning, he adjusted. He started pitching inside more. Kept him off the scoreboard the rest of the way. I thought he did a phenomenal job. And you talked about, you know, his march toward maybe another Cy Young Award. He's right there at the top of the leaderboard in wins. He's among the league leaders in so many categories: innings pitched, strikeouts. He did a phenomenal job and enabled the offense to kind of catch their breath, and eventually, you know, they kind of did what they've done all season long, which was the home run ball. That's been a big part of their offense. And Porcello, you remember the playoff game in Cleveland? He gave up the three home runs. They got him to three home runs again last night, and that was the difference in the ballgame.
Matt, it looked for a while that the playoff setup has been set up for quite some time, and all of a sudden strange things happening out west. And the Indians now in a position where they can catch him and get that number two seed.
Yeah, I think that would be huge, obviously, for Cleveland. And look, Les, it's no secret the Central Division is a bad division this year, and they've got a lot of games left against bad teams. So if they just continue to, you know, as the cliche goes, take care of their business and let the West beat each other up down the stretch, they do have a great opportunity to maybe secure that second seed. And I think that would be important for this team as they look, toward the October postseason matchups.
Matt, let me ask you this. I'm just going to go back to Kluber for 1 second. And Les and I were talking about this on the way in. Say he does win his third Cy Young Award. I mean, are we talking Feller? I mean, do we hold him in the same category as Bob Feller?
Three young winners.
It's hard. And then the other thing, Matt, is for us as fans right now to watch it, man, you better appreciate what you're seeing right now, because, I mean, it's really, really special.
Andy, that's the hard part. I think for any of us, whether you're someone who covers the team or whether you're just a fan watching, when you're in the moment, it's hard to appreciate how great someone is. I think it kind of takes the perspective of history and time before you can, you know, really place someone among the all-time greats. Certainly Corey Kluber is doing things that, you know, I've never seen in my lifetime as an Indians pitcher. But Bob Feller he's in another pantheon, and I don't know that anyone will ever approach the level of greatness that Bob Feller attained. Having said that, what Corey Kluber has done among his contemporaries is pretty special. And I think when it's all said and done and when he hangs them all, but yes, I think we will look back and we will regard him as one of the greatest pitchers in Indians history. And, the key for Corey is, and look, Bob Feller had his own postseason problems. But Corey, I think the only thing that he hasn't done is go out and finish the deal and bring home that world championship. And if he can do that, then certainly he'll be regarded as one of the best ever.
Hey, Matt, the last couple of weeks we've had a surprise guy in Greg Allen, big as big a hit as anything last night, the two-run homer to put the Indians away. And Indians obviously looking for a center fielder who can play some defense and hit a little bit. We sort of dismissed him out of hand, but is he the right guy now, or is it too early?
You know, baseball is very similar to life in that it's all about opportunity. And for Greg Allen, you know, he's getting that opportunity. And I think you're right, Les. I think he sort of was looked as just a stopgap and maybe an afterthought. But right now, the guy's got a 13-game hitting streak, and he just continues to take his opportunities and make the most of it. And you're right. You know, you don't expect him to hit home runs, and last night was as big a home run maybe as he's ever hit. And I know he did win a game against the Astros earlier this year in a wild comeback for the Indians. But, the thing about Greg Allen is he's got speed and he can impact the game with his legs. And I think if he just continues to play solid defense, anything you get from him offensively is a bonus. And right now he gives you the spark at the bottom of the lineup. And when you turn it over to Lindor and Brantley and Ramirez, if he's on base, that makes them a very dangerous team.
Matt, a week from Friday, the Indians have another opportunity to make sure they try to get something done trade-wise with the waiver line out there. Your thoughts on if they will bring someone in?
You know, I know, this is going to sound horribly canned and cliche. They're looking, they're trying. The waiver wire process is a little more difficult because, you know, they're at the top of the food chain, so somebody's got to pass through a lot of teams even to get to them. I personally don't think you're going to see anything happen because of that. I think if there was an opportunity and they could have struck, they would have by now. And teams put guys through waivers at different times. Some teams don't put guys on waivers. Some teams put everybody through waivers. You just don't know how that process plays out. I think it's going to be difficult this late in the day. That's not to say something might not break loose at the last minute, but I think Greg Allen and the way he has played has kind of maybe eased some of their concerns as to, man, we have to – they've maybe gone from we have to go get somebody to, and maybe we can live with what we're seeing from Greg Allen right now.
Well, clearly they had to look for somebody. That's how the Leonis Martin thing came about. And you talk about baseball being maybe the best soap opera of all, covering 6 months of the year. And how about that? You've got – you think it's a kid's game, and then you've got Martin, and you come as close to a life-and-death situation as you can come.
Yeah, I mean, it's that thing was so bizarre because, Leone's one day he's walking around having fun, he's playing baseball, looks like everybody else in the clubhouse. And 2 days later, you find out he's in the hospital, and nobody really knows why. And the next thing you hear is he's fighting for his life. And you're thinking to yourself, how could this go from a guy walking around looking like everybody else to now he's in a hospital bed dealing with something that's life-threatening? But the good news is it sounds like he's continuing to progress. He's leaving the hospital. And, I don't know. I don't think the Indians know if there's any chance that we'll see him back on the field this year. But from all reports, he wants to. It's just a matter of physically can he.
Matt Underwood, Sports Time Ohio, joining us here on Baskin and Phelps with Les Levine. Is there an undertone to the clubhouse right now about when they get back? I mean, I don't know. Is anyone even talking playoffs right now, or is there a feeling of, man, we underachieved last year, and I just can't wait to get back there because we've got something to prove?
I think there's an undercurrent of that, Andy, and okay. It's been there since day one. I remember talking to Frankie Lindor in spring training, and he said basically his goal this year was to finish. And he said that's, finish every at-bat, finish every game. He said we haven't finished the last couple of years. They were up 3-1 on the World Series, didn't finish. Up 2-0 on the Yankees last year and did not finish. So I think that undercurrent has been there all season long. But as for right now, Terry Francona, he just won't let them look that far ahead. He sets the tone with today's game is the only thing that matters. You start looking too far down the road, and baseball has a way of handing the lunch to you.
Yeah, all he's got to do is point out the Houston Astros. Everybody,
almost
true. Everybody's favorite favorite team, and look what's happening.
Well, and Oakland is a monster right now. I mean, Oakland is one of those teams that if you really step back and take a long look at it, that's a team you don't want to see in the playoffs because of the way they've built their club now. Their starting pitching is not very good, but they have absolutely beefed up their bullpen. They're getting clutch performances offensively, and they've got all the momentum in the world right now. If they can maintain that, they're going to be probably one of the big stories heading into October. The question, though, is, Les, and you've been around a long time, you've seen a lot of baseball. When you don't have good starting pitching, at some point that's going to come back and bite you. And I just wonder if down the stretch some of those guys, if they should falter, that could really put the Oakland A's in a bind.
Matt, how good was the joke in the clubhouse with the Michael Ballman tweet the other day about Trevor Bauer and the fact that Bauer had guys coming up to him asking him about the blood transfusions to get rid of the CIA nanites inside of him? Matt, here's what I said when we started the show yesterday. When I read that whole thing, I was like, man, that's awesome. Bauer, maybe Bauer's right. Maybe he can come back faster. I want to see him get back out of the field. And I mean, ESPN fell for it. MLB fell for it. But I got to tell you, because of Trevor and who he is and how he is just so outside of the box, I believed it.
It's the perfect example of what is wrong in our world, in our society right now. I mean, look, when we all broke into the business, you know, there was something called journalistic integrity. There was rules to checking sources and making sure you had something before you put it on the air. That's all gone in the age of Twitter. If somebody sees something, bang, it's on the air. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that Trevor has to come out and kind of defend himself over something so ludicrous. It's unfortunate that somebody stands for something that bizarre, but that's the 24-hour news cycle that we live in now.
Well, does he still have his credentials to get into the Pentagon?
Oh, man. I mean, this is right out of the X-Files.
You know what else is missing with that kind of journalism? Spelling. Good spelling would be nice to have.
I don't know. Spelling went the way of the typewriter last time.
What do you guys, we're TV guys. We don't care about spelling. You just have to be able to say it right and look like you know what you're talking about. I can't even say it right. I thought it was hysterical. Like, Matt, when I read it, I was optimistic because I thought Trevor was coming back. And then a couple seconds later when I realized it was a joke, I couldn't stop laughing because Trevor is who Trevor is. And I think that's why I like Trevor, was because of things that happened like this.
I'm optimistic that he's going to come back because he's Trevor Bauer. The guy pitched with a finger bleeding all over the mound in the American League Championship Series. I don't think a stress fracture is going to keep him from pitching this October. If there's a way, he will be back.
All right, Matt, another one tonight. You got the young kids on the mound. Don't call me Justin. He'll be on the hill tonight. Just your thoughts on the rest of the series, because, you know, they win the first one and you feel really good about it and what was a playoff atmosphere. But I seem to remember talking with you after a night when the Indians beat the Yankees 22-0 and then they ended up losing the series. So your thoughts on the rest of the series?
You just hit the nail on the head. I mean, that's a game you want. You always want to win a series opener. And I think the way the Indians have gone this year, when they can win a series opener, that really bodes well for them as far as winning the series. So that was a big one to get last night. What you worry about is what you just referenced in New York more than a decade ago. Gosh, I can't even remember how long ago that was.
Vizquel had six, and Westbrook won the game.
No,
remember that?
Before that. Was it before 04? Must have been. It had to have been. I can't remember. But what you worry about is now the letdown of, okay, we got one. You can't just be satisfied with getting the one. You've got to bring the same intensity back for the next three nights. You know, you're not going to see Chris Sale in the series. I think that's, even though historically the Indians have played well against Sale, but, you know, that has to be a bit of an advantage for them. So hopefully they can get a couple more and maybe win this series.
Yeah, you know, they've done something pretty remarkable here, winning seven series in a row, which is not easy to do. They're into their eighth, and I don't care if you're playing the White Sox, Tigers, Kansas City. Wins in Major League Baseball, really tough to come by. And winning seven in a row is pretty good.
Well, and Les, last year was so much fun. The last couple of years have been so much fun with those win streaks. I mean, for an announcer, there's nothing more fun because it makes every game exciting regardless of the situation, because you want to see if they can extend that win streak. But to me, it's just as impressive without all the hoopla if you can just continue to win series like they're doing. If they can continue to do that, you know, brings us back to our initial conversation. They've got an excellent opportunity to run down the leader of the West and secure that number two seed. I don't think anybody's going to catch Boston unless the sky falls. But that would be an impressive feat to go from where they were, a team that was just kind of languishing, leading a poor division, to possibly being the number two seed in the American League.
August 31st, 2004, Matt.
It was 04, okay.
Yeah, good job. All right, last question for you, just because I want to go back to that, what we talked about in the beginning. This weekend, We saw 25 get put on the wall for Jim Thome. And you talk about living in the moment. We all live those moments, and now we can look back on history and see that Tomey's in Cooperstown. What did that mean to you this weekend to see Jim go through everything he went through again?
It was cool, but for me, the special deal was being in Cooperstown for the induction.
Right.
To sit down and talk with him and see so many of his former teammates and kind of reminisce. And it was just special because, you know, I was there when Larry Doby was inducted. I never saw Larry Doby play. I had a few conversations with him. I can't say I knew the man. But I covered Jim Thome almost since the first day he was in the big leagues. I started in 1990. And that's different. When you know a person, when you've seen almost every one of their swings, every one of their home runs, at least in the men's uniform, that was really, I don't know that I'll see it again. I mean, I'm hopeful that Omar Vizquel will get inducted. I'm hopeful that maybe via the Veterans Committee, Kenny Lofton might get a chance, but that was pretty cool. I mean, Jim Thome is, and again, we talk about perspective of history. He's one of the game's all-time greatest home run hitters, and I had the privilege of watching him and covering those games and calling some of his home runs. So that's a moment that I'll hold near and dear to me forever.
Matt, looking forward to seeing you on the Tube tonight. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, Andy. Les, take care, guys.
All right, Matt Underwood, play-by-play voice of the Indians on SportsTime Ohio, of course, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.